You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm here with Mike Goen, a lecturer in the Department of Community Leadership and Human Services here at Murray State University, perhaps better known to our listeners as one of the hosts of Music from the Front Porch. Mike, welcome back, and nice to be on that side of the board, right?
You're making me feel welcome, too. A couple of my favorite groups, you know.
Well, I do what I can. I do what I can. We're here today to talk about the Share a Seed program. I didn't realize it's in its 10th year now, and it's a program that you started, so you're definitely the best person to talk about it. So first of all, what does Share a Seed do?
Well, Share a Seed is a program that my recreation students do. Over the years, they've done non-formal environmental ed programming, really, for Murray Elementary kindergartners. And really, it's just to complement their science curriculum. You know, a lot of times science in the classroom can be a little dry, a little boring. So we use art. You know, they make plant instruction booklets. They do a nature scavenger hunt. So it really is bringing their curriculum alive, and it's allowing my students to kind of understand for future when they work at a place where they might have field trips. They understand how to, you know, still look at those curriculum elements that they have to deliver, but they do it in an enjoyable, non-formal way. So it's an opportunity for them to complement the curriculum. It's a lot of fun. Coincidentally, it happened to start when my daughter was in kindergarten. So yeah, I don't know if that's a little selfish, but yeah, I really enjoy working with that age group and introducing them to plants and the parts of a plant and allowing them to get dirty.
Yeah, kids like to get dirty.
Oh, yeah.
And for your rec students, do you think that for most of them, this is probably the first time they've had a practical experience with teaching, especially to younger kids?
Yeah, some of it is their first time, although in my program planning class, we actually work with third graders, and I think that's probably one of the I chose that group because they're an open page and you can do a lot of things, but they're also very tough. You have to keep them engaged. So maybe not their first time, but definitely their first time working with kindergartners, that age group. And it's a lot of fun because there's so much enthusiasm, and it just happens to be every year on High Five Friday. And so if you start giving 140 kindergartners high fives after they leave every activity, you know, that enthusiasm is kind of contagious. So it's really good for my students to get that end of it.
So you started it in 2004?
I believe so.
What was the impetus behind Share a Seed? Were there other programs you looked at and thought, well, we need one at Murray State, or did it come from another place?
Well, not exactly, I don't guess. You know, part of the reason I'm here, I was originally a graphic artist and worked in graphic arts, but, I worked in a cubicle. I had a lot of production deadlines, and so it just wasn't fulfilling. And so I was kind of inspired. I was reading a lot of Wendell Berry at the time, and I spent my childhood with my grandparents on their farm. I was with them constantly, and the more and more I looked at what was going on around us was with the urbanization of society that kids don't always get to spend time with their grandparents. So I kind of designed this program to allow them to share these seedlings or, in this case for this one, the native trees, but to share with a different generation. You know, we've invited grandparents in the past. We've planted a community garden in the past. We've invited community members who couldn't grow seedlings in the past. So it's really just to also to have kids exposed to another positive influence. And, you know, you combine those two things and then they have positive recollections of gardening and seeds and science. And so it's really just kind of fell together, you know, out of several different inspirations.
The National Wildlife Federation has given you a grant for 150 native trees. Was this hard to get, and how gratifying was it to receive this?
I don't know necessarily how hard, you know, how stringent their process was. You know, I filled out the application process when it came across to me. I think we actually, although they're competitive, you know, they don't give trees to just anyone, I think we really stood out. One, they were looking to replace if there was any significant weather occurrence. And with the ice storm, we lost a lot of trees in the park, so that helped. And then the National Wildlife Federation really has an educational model that they follow. So being able to work with 140 kindergartners, I think, really stood out to them. And this program's in its 10th year, so it's shown that it's successful. So I think that made a difference as well. So I wouldn't say that it was a real stringent process, because, you know, if they would have looked very closely, they may not have given it to me. But no, I joke. But, you know, I'm not sure. I'm just happy that we have 150 native trees to. We're going to plant 50 of those, and then we have 100 to give away to any interested community members. So if you need a native tree for your yard, you lost one and you want to replace it, we have white oak, pin oak, shagbark hickory, and persimmon trees. So if any community members are interested, you can come out to the park between 9 and noon tomorrow, and we would until we run out of supplies, you'll be able to pick up trees, and we'll also have the planting instructions and you know, the basic care for these native trees. And this is providing habitat for our local critters. So I would encourage people that want to add a tree to your yard. It's free. You'll get to meet some smiling kindergartners. You may even get a high five or two. And I think you'll really enjoy seeing them out there in action as well.
And 50 will be planted in the park, correct? That's
right. We've identified locations all over the park system, and the kindergartners are actually going to be helping plant some of those. So you'll see some new trees around Bee Creek, some new trees across from the park office, really just all over the park. We went through, Tab Brockman and I, and we identified some of the best places. Eventually, we might come back and develop some interpretive signage to kind of educate on the native trees and what they are. So we look at this as another part of the long-term project. So that may be something that we do next year for Share Seed, is hopefully dedicate some interpretive signage.
And then this year you're also going to be donating seedlings to Murray Art Guild for their Needline Garden?
That's right. As part of the initial day at the schools, the kids plant seeds just in their individual containers. In years past, we've used them to plant the food services garden over at Pullen mm-hmm. Farm. But the last couple of years, we've worked with the Murray Art Guild. They have raised bed gardens in the back. In the back of the guild, and they've actually dedicated a couple of those raised beds to raise some fresh produce for Needline. So we're going to donate those seedlings to help kickstart their community garden and, you know, that Needline garden. It's such a wonderful thing, and I think that's one of the best things, is seeing all these community entities work together, you know, and it's really beneficial. You know, I said when I started this program, I will have made a difference when I've made it 12 years, and every person that's went through Murray's school system, well, we're at 10, so two more years, and I will have every kid that started as a kindergartner and graduated as a senior will have been through Share Seed. So that's a pretty exciting prospect for me.
You'll have actually made an impact on like a whole generation of children.
That's right. Slow change. Good change is usually slower than bad change, and so I'm in it for the long haul.
I'm speaking with Mike Goen. He's a lecturer in the Department of Community Leadership and Human Services here at Murray State University. We're talking about the Share a Seed program. And once again, you have 100 trees that you're going to give away to community members if they want them, and they come to the park tomorrow from 9 to noon?
Yes, that's Central Park in Murray. It's you'll be right near the practice disc golf basket or the amphitheater. So it's halfway between the entrance and playhouse in the park. And you should all 140 kids will be wearing Share Seed shirts. So if you miss us, it probably is your own fault.
Well, Mike, thanks for dropping by. Sounds good today.
I appreciate it, Tracy.